If you would like a free newsletter on this or other subjects, just give us a call at Christian Answers. The phone number is area code 512-218-8022. That's 512-218-8022. Or you could email us at cdebater@aol.com. That's cdebater@aol.com. Thank you.
You're about to hear a national radio debate that was held on the Long John Neville Show out of New York City in 1968 between the world-famous atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare and the original Bible Answer Man and founder of the Christian Research Institute, Walter Martin, who is also author of the classic book called Kingdom of the Cults.
Political.
How do you know what I'm talking about? I haven't said anything.
Well, I'm a mind reader.
Well, you're a mind reader, all right, but listen for a second now.
I know your arguments in advance.
Yeah, well, if you do, then you must be deity. You can't know my arguments in advance because you've never talked to me.
Go ahead and give them.
Thanks, at least
for getting
that.
I'm perfectly willing to hear all about Stalin all over again.
I want you to hear about somebody else. I want you to hear about a man who gave copies of, I'm sure, one of your idols, Friedrich Nietzsche's book, Man and Superman.
No, I don't like Nietzsche at all.
No, well, he was the God is Dead boy. And Nietzsche
was the idol
of Adolf Hitler. The atheism of Nietzsche taught to the Wehrmacht and to the Germans.
Produced
the murder.
No.
The murder of World War II.
Germany
That's
was
what atheism
a Christian
produced.
Country down the line.
No,
don't you dare
no,
say
no,
that
no,
Germany
no, no.
was ever dominated by atheism.
It was by Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler happened to be a Roman Catholic
who rejected
Jew.
It.
To this day,
who
he has
it.
Not been excommunicated by the Roman
he
Catholic
rejected
Church.
It. He
and the
rejected
Roman
it.
Catholic Church supported the rise of Nazism from the very inception of Nazism up to the point that they saw that they had a rival in Hitler who wanted to take over
that
religious fervor.
I deny the slander.
I don't care what you deny.
I deny the slander that the Roman
don't
Catholic
you
Church
dare say that Germany was ever an atheist.
I said that under atheistic philosophy,
no, there was no atheistic
Hitler.
Philosophy.
Of course there
fostered
was.
By Hitler, you have.
Did you ever read Mein Kampf?
Did you?
Yes, ma'am. Did you? Did you? Answer me, yes or no?
Of course you know. I have read probably
did you
every
read
book
it?
That you read, and
then
I
you
have
read
probably
Mein Kampf?
Read it 20 years
you
ago,
read Mein Kampf?
I'm older than you are.
You read Mein
yes,
Kampf?
Yes, several times.
Then you're aware of the fact that Adolf Hitler said in Mein Kampf,
It matters who supported him and who
said,
put him in power.
You know, wait, we're on Hitler now.
Yeah.
He said in Mein Kampf, I am not out to destroy religion or Christianity. I am out to destroy religion root and branch. That's not the statement of a Catholic. That's the statement of an atheist like you.
I'm sorry. This is not the statement of an atheist, and it is not what happened in Germany, and you know it.
You didn't read Mein Kampf, madam.
You go ahead and pick out a sentence
I don't believe
Mein Kampf. I can't give me the date, the version of it, whether it was unexpurgated, what page it's on, in what connotation it was.
I could give you. I could
you
give
know.
You. I could give you the sentence.
You don't know because you
and
do
you
the same
it.
Thing with your biblical authority that you preach.
No, ma'am.
You pick out
I'm not
a sentence
sit here.
Or a phrase.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to you. Tell me what Mein Kampf says.
You have just
you have
alienated every Jew in New York. Now you're alienating German in New York.
You're trying to get me to alienate the Jews, and
no,
I'm not.
You have already done that. No. I don't. You don't need any of my help. Now you have just finished calling the Germans an atheist nation.
I didn't say
and
that.
And that the atheists killed 6 million Jews.
I did
Ooh,
not
la.
Say that. I did not say that, madam.
You certainly did.
No, I didn't. I said
and I
that.
I object to the use of the word madam, particularly in New York.
Are you married?
Call me Mrs. Murray.
Are you married?
No, but I am not a madam.
You're married.
I am not a madam.
Oh, well, you use it in an unfortunate, vulgar sense. I'm using it in the proper sense,
no. Well,
madam. I simply mean that Adolf Hitler was not a Christian. He denied Catholicism. He followed the philosophy
Adolf
of Nietzsche. He
Hitler.
Was an atheist.
Down the line, he has never made any
like
pretensions
you.
To atheism.
And
there
he
was
destroyed
no atheism
6 million
in the whole,
Jews.
You're damn right.
He did.
A Roman Catholic and the Roman
no, no.
Catholic
no,
Church
no, no,
has
no,
never
right.
communicated
an atheist.
Him yet.
Look, at
never.
Least be honest. If never. He's an atheist, don't call him a Roman Catholic.
Never.
No, he wasn't a Roman Catholic.
He was.
He may have been in childhood, but
he rejected. Thank
not.
You, John.
And no. he has, as I say now,
come on, John.
Who supported Hitler? Who signed a pact with Hitler? And what
stay
what
with
Catholic
the point.
Bishops supported Hitler
Madam,
right down
stay
from the
with
beginning
the
to
point.
The end?
Stay with the point.
Hitler as was not an atheist. He did not kill Jews as an atheist.
Madam,
you know that.
Madam, he said.
No.
Mein Kampf.
No,
I would agree
right
with her on that.
Point,
this had nothing to do with him being an atheist.
No, wait a minute.
The
wait,
Jews
wait a second.
Were killed.
No, wait a minute. He
nothing
killed the
all.
Jews as an inferior race, but he followed the philosophy of Nietzsche, who was an atheist, who said inferior
well,
races
have
must
an
be killed.
Argument as to whether Nietzsche was an atheist or whether
he was an atheist.
All right, that's your interpretation of Nietzsche, and you've interpreted every single
Mrs.
year
Murray.
Tonight in the sickest
Mrs. Murray.
Possible way.
Mrs. Murray, did you take
so
a
go
bachelor?
Ahead and investigate.
Did you take a Bachelor of Arts course in college?
I'll tell you what, I graduated from kindergarten. Does that please you?
No, but did you?
You're very, very interested
did
in
you?
How many degrees I got and whether or not you're going to have this
no,
tape to
no,
play
no,
back
no,
five
no,
or six
no,
times
no,
so
no.
that you can hear
I'm interested in whether or not
I'm
you
I'm not interested in
did
that.
Did you take a course
no,
in philosophy?
No, I went through kindergarten. Does that help you?
Did you take a course in philosophy?
Does that help you that I went through kindergarten?
Nothing will help me with you right now except the answer to a question. Did you take a course in philosophy?
I refuse to answer you. On
the grounds it may tend to incriminate
no,
you.
No, I took I took 20 hours of philosophy.
Then you know Nietzsche was an atheist.
School. Oh, fool.
Ah.
You know it.
Oh.
No,
well,
no.
Better stop now. Let's
you
take
can,
another call.
You can
son,
make
lady
any
night.
Kind of charge that you want to because Nietzsche is not here to defend himself.
His
Let's take
are.
Another call.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that little radio debate from 1968 between world-famous atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare, and the original Bible answer man, Walter Martin, writer of the book, The Kingdom of the Cults. Well, anyway, they discussed Adolf Hitler. And to give you a little summary background on this, I'm actually reading some text from the Wikipedia off the internet. So anybody that wants to double check what I'm reading is welcome to go to the Wikipedia site and type in Adolf Hitler's religious views, and you'll pretty much see the same information I'm reading from. But anyway, Adolf Hitler's religious views are a matter of some dispute. While raised by a skeptic father and Catholic mother after childhood, he ceased to participate in the sacraments completely. He sometimes made public statements which seemed to affirm religion, which suited his political purposes, and prior to 1940, had promoted a, quote, positive Christianity, end quote, which basically purged Christianity of Judaism and instilled with Nazi philosophy, such as Jesus was the Aryan Christ, hostile to the Jews. That's what basically Hitler thought of positive Christianity. But in private, Hitler was hostile to Christianity and had a plan to destroy it after the war. The degree to which he imbibed in and was influenced by the racist occultism, paganism, and esotericism, which was popular in late 19th, early 20th century Germany, is also a matter of dispute. According to historian Bradley F. Smith, Hitler's father, Alois, though nominally a Catholic, was somewhat religiously skeptical, while his mother, Clara, was a practicing Catholic. At the Benedictine Monastery School, which Hitler attended for 1 year as a child, 1897 to 1898, Hitler became top of his class, receiving 12 ones, the highest grade in the final quarter. He also sang in the choir at the monastery. According to historian Michael Rissman, young Hitler was influenced in school by pan-Germanism and began to reject the Catholic Church, receiving confirmation only unwillingly. A boyhood friend reports that after Hitler had left home, he never again attended a Catholic Mass or received the Church's sacraments. George Ritter von Schorner's writings and the written legacy of his pan-German Away from Rome movement, which agitated against the Catholic Church at the end of the 19th century, may have influenced the young Hitler. Nazi propaganda minister Dr. Joseph Goebbels notes in a diary entry in 1939 a conversation in which Hitler had, quote, expressed his revulsion against Christianity. He wished that the time were right for him to be able to openly express that. Christianity had corrupted and infected the entire world of antiquity, end quote. Albert Speer reports in his memoirs of a similar statement made by Hitler, quote, "You see, it's been our misfortune to have the wrong religion. Why didn't we have the religion of the Japanese, who regard sacrifice for the fatherland as the highest good? The Mohammedan religion, too, would have been much more compatible to us than Christianity. Why did it have to be Christianity with its meekness and flabbiness?" End quote. Author Conrad Haydn has quoted Hitler as stating, quote, "We do not want any other God than Germany itself. It is essential to have fanatical faith and hope and love in and for Germany," end quote. By 1940, it was public knowledge that Hitler had abandoned advocating for Germans even the syncretist idea of a positive Christianity. Historian Richard Overy maintains that Hitler was not a Christian, nor was his ideology influenced by Christianity, but believed in author de Gobineau's ideas of struggle for survival between the different races, among which the Aryan race, guided by a pantheistic providence, was supposed to be the torchbearers of civilization. In Hitler's conception, Jews were enemies of all civilization, especially the Volk. This idea was rooted in an ideology based on social Darwinism and anti-Semitism. His understanding of Darwinism was incomplete and based on the theory of survival of the fittest in a social context, as popularly misunderstood at the time. In the political relations dealing with religion, Hitler readily adopted a strategy, quote, "that suited his immediate political purposes," end quote. Nonetheless, Hitler had a general plan, even before the rise of the Nazis to power, to destroy Christianity within the Reich. The leader of the Hitler Youth stated, quote, "The destruction of Christianity was explicitly recognized as a purpose of the National Socialist Movement," end quote, from the start, but, quote, "considerations of expedience made it impossible," end quote, publicly to express this extreme position. His intention was to wait until the war was over to destroy the influence of Christianity. The plan was conceived by Hitler and an inner circle, including the propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels, before the Nazis even came to power. In the end, it could be said that Hitler was philosophically a pragmatic atheist, merely using religion and religious ideas, however he saw fit, to suit his own materialistic political agenda.
Check out our websites, BibleQuery.org. This site answers 7,700 Bible questions. HistoryCart.com. This site reveals early church history and doctrine, proving Roman Catholicism is not historically or doctrinally viable. MuslimHope.com. This site is a classic refutation of Islam, a counterfeit religion created by Muhammad. Free newsletters are also available.